Mental Health Awareness Week has been observed from May 13th to 19th this year. The week has been commemorated under the theme, Movement, Moving More for Our Mental Health. Counselor at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Elika Matthews, told NBC News that this year's theme encourages physical exercise since it helps to improve mental wellness.
When you look at exercise, you might ask yourself, how does this help with my mental health? So regular exercise, it can help you to sleep good and it can help to manage your mood. It can help you to control your self-esteem and just your level of anger, because some persons use exercise as a way to let go of excess distress that they may be experiencing. It may help you to control the negative thoughts that you may be having, where it might be a distraction, or it might help you to exercise some of that energy so you can better work through the distresses that you're experiencing. It can offer you social support. So for example, we know that there are lots of exercise groups across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So you can pick a social group where it helps you to exercise and engage with other persons with like activities. It can help to improve your cardiovascular and physical health. And we cannot stress this enough, that your mental health and physical health is interconnected.
Matthew says if a person's mental health is declining, they would not be able to take care of their physical health. She further says physical exercise can help persons diagnosed with a mental disorder keep busy and give them some level of structured activity.
So if you have a family member that has been diagnosed with a mental health disorder, this can be a way for you to do a social activity with them just to help them feel encouraged and engaged. In addition, we don't want you to just think that movement means exercise, but movement means doing something that is proactive about you taking care of your mental health. Whether it is you're deciding that you need a day to yourself just to take care of your needs, if it is that you need to spend additional time with family members, if it's that you need to go and get a general health check. And I'm encouraging persons, because a lot of people, they know on a yearly basis, on a 6-monthly basis, you're supposed to get your health checks, and persons have not been doing it. So those are the type of movements that you can make towards your mental health, in that you do things that is going to contribute to your physical wellness and your mental wellness. And it can also be an encouraging thing for your social circles.
And at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, several activities will be held to observe the occasion. Matthew says they will begin with a roundtable talk with nurses to discuss the theme.
On the 14th, we'll be getting the patients out. They'll be doing scenic drives, going out about the country, in addition, going to the beach. On the 15th, there is a walk and talk about mental illness, where they walk around the community of Glen. They engage with community members, you know, talk to them about mental health while getting some level of physical exercise. We're having a visit from one of the schools, so the Barrelly Secondary School is going to come and visit us at mental health just to get a better understanding of mental health, mental illness, and ways in which they can better take care of their mental health. In addition, there will be a staff appreciation sip and paint, where we engage with each other just as a way to chat, talk, and paint, doing some level of structured activity. The patients will be doing a hats off to mental health, where they will be creating hats in an attempt to, how can you improve your mental health? What is the theme that you're going with? There's going to be a cricket match around staff and patients. Just to keep the physical activity going, we're trying to do like a week of different things. On the 18th, we have karaoke with staff members and patients at Mental Health Center. On the 19th, we'll be having a church service to close out the week. And for the general public, we will also be having a soccer-size activity in addition to exercise challenges.
Counselor at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Elika Matthews. With today's special report, I am Donnie Collins.